Dips. If your workplace, school, or town hasn't developed an emergency plan, take the initiative to start planning one. Go to meetings of local officials and request assistance, and collaborate with your neighbors and co-workers to help make your whole community safer. It is a good idea to pick two or three emergency contacts, one who lives outside of your local area code in addition to one who lives within and also someone who can receive text messages. In major disasters, one can often call a number outside your area code but not within. In extreme cases, people have had to rely on text messaging when phone lines and towers were decimated in the disaster. After Hurricane Katrina, cell phones were just about useless to make calls in the affected areas, but they saved many lives and helped reunite families thanks to their text messaging capabilities that survived. Page 4. Besides the resources mentioned above, you might also want to check with your insurance company for ways to make your house safer. Insurers have an interest in minimizing the risk of injury or damage to your home in the event of a disaster, so they will usually be happy to provide you with information. Many insurance policies also require certain precautions in order for a loss to be covered. Be serious about your emergency planning, but be careful not to irrationally frighten children or to become obsessed with disaster yourself. Planning makes you safer, and it should make you and your family feel safer, too. If you are having difficulty with any of these steps, there are many resources on the internet to assist in this process. Check out these sites: ready.gov, operated by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, and prepare.org, operated by the American Red Cross. Purchase and use self-powered radios, and self-powered flashlights. These do not use batteries and are safer than candles. Some of these models can also charge your cell phone.